I'm Connie Sellecca with more intelligence for your health from cardiologist Dr. Christopher Kelly. And in his new book called Am I Dying? A Complete Guide to Your Symptoms and What to Do Next, there's a chapter on what to do after suffering an injury serious enough to make you bleed. So I asked Dr. Kelly to share some highlights and explain when we can treat a cut at home or know that our injury is serious enough to see a doctor about getting stitches.
The basic rule of thumb is that first things first, take whatever part of your body is bleeding, wherever you broke the skin, wash it, just like run it under warm water, and then put a clean cloth against it and push for about 10 minutes. And don't peak like every 30 seconds during that 10 minutes. Like, you got to really give it good pressure for 10 solid minutes with no interruption. Take the cloth away and take a look at what you have. It should not be bleeding anymore. If it is still bleeding, despite 10 good minutes of pressure, that's a sign that it may be a pretty significant injury. If it's not bleeding, but you see that the skin is kind of gaping apart, like the edges of the skin aren't touching, or it looks like it's more than, you know, a millimeter or two deep, that could be something that might require stitches. Stitches don't usually make a big difference in the healing of the cut, but they do make it look better when it all scars over. So you might want to get stitches for something like that. Whether you get stitches or not, it's good to put a little antibiotic ointment on top of a cut, and it's good to cover it up with a bandage for at least the first day or two, just to keep bacteria out of it. And then after that, you know, you can take the bandage off, let it breathe a little bit, and you know, just make sure you keep it clean.
All your medical questions answered. Intelligence for your health with Connie Sellecca.